the church. It's living in a bubble. Answers with Ken Ham, one of the most in-demand Christian speakers in North America. Well, Ken, that was a strange comment. What kind of bubble is the church living in?
Well, everywhere you go, you hear Christians mourning the decline of morality. Turn on Christian radio or TV, and you'll hear preaching against abortion and other evils. Now, don't get me wrong. I agree the church needs to stand against these evils. But I suggest we're missing the real problem. A compromise with the Bible began back in the late 18th century, when the church began to adopt secular ideas about geology, biology, and astronomy, millions of years and so on. These ideas contradicted the Bible's teaching of six-day creation and a global flood. Now, as a result of this, the world saw a church that no longer believed the Bible's words in Genesis, so ultimately, why should anyone listen to the church's message about morality and salvation from other parts of the same book? That's why I believe the church is living in a bubble. The message of morality and salvation that is preached is only true if the Bible's history is true. If the church hopes to reverse this decline, it first needs to get out of its bubble and tell the world we can believe biblical history and its message of salvation based in this history.
Can we also believe what the book of Genesis teaches about the length of the days of creation? It's a controversial topic in the church today, one which Ken addresses in his free booklet on the 6 days of creation. You can read it at AnswersRadio.com.